I'd like to start our service today with a blessing that comes from the writings of the Apostle Paul. And I'd like it to speak out to each one of us. I believe God wants to bless us as we come today. He wants us to learn more. He wants us to experience more of Him. So every ingredient in this service is there to help us to connect to God today, whether it's the songs or the puppets or the sermon or the Bible reading, whatever it is. So let's hear these words. May our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who loved us and by His grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your heart and strengthen you in every good deed and word. Let me just read that to you again. May our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who loved us and by His grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your heart and strengthen you in every good deed and word. And so we come to focus on God now, the splendor of the King. How great is our God! Good to sing. I hope you feel able to really think about the words of the songs that we're singing, because our God is indeed so great, and listening to us singing these songs really helps us to focus on that. How great is our God? All will sing, how great is our God. Later on, we're going to be reading from Psalm 139, but we're going to come to God in prayer now from a prayer that's been written by our friends in Engage Worship, and they want us to explore in prayer this idea that God really does know us. So let's come to God in prayer now. And when we have these times of prayer, if you feel you need time to reflect on what you're hearing, please do feel free just to press the pause button for a few moments and offer your prayers to God.
O Lord, you have searched me and known me.
You know when I sit down and when I rise up.
You know when I'm full of hope and enthusiasm.
You know when I'm struggling to see a way forward.
You know when my faith is alive and buoyant.
You know when I'm full of doubts and dread.
O Lord, you have searched me and known me.
You discern my thoughts from far away.
You know when my thoughts often clash with one another.
That I am sometimes full of certainty, sometimes full of disbelief.
At times full of trust, at times full of questions.
Sometimes caring, sometimes selfish.
And you know too that my mind wanders.
Sometimes visiting dark corners.
O Lord, you have searched me and known me.
You know me better than I know myself.
You see me in the darkness and the light.
And you understand and you care.
And you long to lead me towards life.
Oh, hello, Squeak. Hey, Squeak, I missed you last week. Were you okay? Oh, no, what was up? You were in hospital. You didn't want to tell people because you thought they might be worried. Yeah, we do that sometimes. But then you were sad because you didn't get any get well cards. Well, yes, that's what happens if you don't tell people. So why were you in hospital? You had an operation. I didn't know that you needed an operation. But the good news is that it's made a big difference because they gave you treatment. Anyway, oh, okay, you'll show everyone if they count down from five. Okay, shall we do that? Everybody, 5, 4, 3, 2. That wasn't loud enough, Squeak says. Come on, folks. And he says some people weren't joining in. Oh no, come on everybody, let's make it really loud. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. They brought your Squeak back. That's fantastic. And now all you want to do is to squeak all day because you haven't been able to squeak since the beginning of lockdown. Oh, do you know what? I thought you were just being shy. And you want to say a big thank you to the doctors and nurses for their great work. Oh, I'm sure you do. They do lots of good work. Oh, Squawk. Squawk. Oh, you want to know what the noise was? Squawk. It was Squeak. He can squeak again. Do you want to hear him? Okay, here goes. Oh, God, you're celebrating together. Oh, it's nice to... Okay, guys, it's nice to see you celebrating, but that's enough. Okay. Anyway, Squawk, I didn't see you last week either. Where were you last week? Were you having an operation? You were doing an experiment. Because you wanted to work out how many grains of sand there are in the world. You read in the Bible that God has more thoughts than there are grains of sand in the whole wide world. And you worked out that there were 5 sextillion pieces of sand. Wow, that's amazing. What's a sextillion? You can show me. You've written it down. Okay, let's have a look. And, oh, well done, you've got it now. And Squeak's going to help us. Right, there you go. That is 5 sextillions. There are 5 sextillion pieces of sand in the world. Hey, Squawk. How did you work that out? You looked it up on Google. Yeah, well, okay, that's all right. But yes, I guess God does have an awful lot of thought. That's right. The Bible tells us that every one of God's thoughts is precious, really, really valuable. Ooh. Yes, Squeak, I'm sure that God does think about you. Was he thinking about you when you were in hospital? Oh, I'm sure that he was. He's always thinking about us. That's wonderful. And it means that God must be very clever. Oh, God is clever. Oh, even cleverer than all the people in the world. Even cleverer than the doctors and nurses who fix your Squeak. Oh, yes, I'm sure. He really is a wonderful God. Over the last few weeks, we've been hearing about the online alpha course. That's happening soon. Let's hear some more today.
Hello, everybody. Here's me, Sandra and Sonia. We've just finished our alpha training. And we're just going to have a quick chat with Sonia because me and Sandra have done alpha before, but Sonia's trying it for the first time. So over to Sandra and Sonia.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi, Sandra.
Do you know anything about alpha at all?
I absolutely know nothing about alpha. The training sessions I've done for me to be a helper have been really interesting and give me loads of information, but I've never done an alpha before, so no, I know nothing. This is a first for me.
So this is going to be really interesting for you, isn't it, doing alpha?
I hope so.
I mean, I've done alpha the old way, where we used to meet, but not obviously the new way with all the new material. So it's going to be eye-opening for me as well. So hopefully on this journey, we're all going to learn together. So what made you sign up for alpha?
Well, I'd heard about alpha through lots of people that I know through church and stuff. And everybody's going on about what else, you know, that they've discovered God through alpha, they've learnt more about God through alpha, and I'm like, what the heck is this alpha? So my curiosity got the better of me.
So you thought, right, I'm gonna have a go at this.
Yeah,
brilliant. So then, you've been a Christian a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, since I was a teenager. So about 30 odd years.
So you've been a Christian about 30 odd years. What do you think then, or what do you hope to gain from being on the course?
I want to get closer to God and know more about God, because I think no matter how long you've been a Christian, you learn something new every day. And how can I say to somebody, go on an alpha course? One, if I've never done it, and if I've not discovered it for myself. So I can't go and share alpha with somebody else or share my Christianity with anybody else until I learn more.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. I think as well, at this moment in time, with not being at church, I think it will give us all that boost.
Oh, yeah, because I miss my church family. Mm. I miss connecting with people. And if the only way I can connect with somebody is doing an alpha course, and it also connects me with God and other people, what a fantastic use of my time.
I know, it's going to be brilliant, I think, isn't it? I'm really, really looking forward to it. Enjoyed the training tonight as well. So let's get excited for September.
Oh, I can't wait.
What God is going to do. Okay, bye, guys. See you soon.
Bye.
Thanks, Sonia and Sandra. One last thing to all the congregation. Please consider Alpha, who you can invite, but more than anything else, please pray for Alpha. Thank you.
If you want to know more about Alpha, it's coming soon. Please do let us know. If you're on our email list, you should have received a questionnaire about returning to our building. If you're not on the email list, hopefully you've received it another way. If you haven't received it, we really do want to know what you think. Please do fill it in. And also, if there are other members of your household, children and young people, who've got opinions as well, we want to hear them too. So please do feel free to fill in separate questionnaires for different household members. We do now have a new church WhatsApp group. If you are part of the church family here and you'd like to be part of that, please do let us know and we'll send you the new guidelines. Monday, October the 5th, is our online prayer, praise and planning meeting. We would love you to be part of that if you've been watching these services regularly. So please do get in touch. We will tell you how to get an invitation soon. And finally, just the usual reminder about money. The best way to give to the church at the moment is by bank transfer. We are very grateful for all that you're giving and everything that you are doing to bless the church at the moment. May the Lord bless you in every way. We're going to sing again now, a song which was originally written for children, but I think it's deep because no matter what we face, we can put on the armour of God. If you know the actions, please do join in.
Every morning when I wake, I get ready, got my armor for the day. Hey! I get ready, this way, this way. I know you're with me every step I take. Oh, 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 this way, this way. I know you're with me every step I take. I got the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, the belt of truth around my waist when I am weak. You make me strong, never back down. I got my God suit on. Bulletproof vest, these good new shoes were made to run, never back. suit on, never back down. I got my God suit on.
Let's hear from God's Word in the Bible, Psalm 139.
Our reading this morning is Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you, the night is bright as for the day, for darkness is as light with you. For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance, in your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you. O that you would slay the wicked, O God, O men of blood, depart from me. They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts. And see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me the everlasting way. Thanks be to God for the reading of his word. Amen.
Psalm 139 is the prayer of someone who is anxious, the prayer of someone who has thoughts just flying around their head. It takes the writer a long time to say so. When you read the psalm, you almost have to go back and read it again once you know where the writer is really coming from. This prayer is born in anxiety. Now, I'm guessing that most people watching this feel more anxious than we did a year ago. The last 6 months have been tough. We are having to live in strange ways, some of which just do not feel natural, and it affects all sorts of things, including our relationship with God. And the normal things that make us anxious, health concerns, money concerns, family, work, and the big issues of our world like the environment and racism, none of these have magically gone away. So if today you don't feel anxious, that's great. But if you do, join the club. You're human. Test me, says the writer of Psalm 139. Test me, God, and know my anxious thoughts. The writer of this psalm was anxious. The Apostle Paul got anxious. Jesus himself got anxious. Yes, I did say that. And I'm a member of this club too, because sometimes I feel anxious. And I'm very happy for you to join me in that. Now, some people might be thinking, but surely the Bible tells us not to be anxious. Yes, it does. The Bible tells us a lot of things. But if Jesus could be anxious at times, then sometimes we can be anxious too. We're told to throw all our anxiety onto God. And that's a great thing to do. But it's not a skill that we're likely to pick up easily. Even Jesus had to learn it the hard way. I want us to think about some ways we can pray when we feel anxious. So from Psalm 139, here are some ideas about how we can pray when we feel anxious. The first thing is to recognize that God knows you and he loves you exactly as you are. You know, sometimes we're afraid to let people know who we are because we fear they might reject us. But to God, even the darkness is as light. He knows our thoughts intimately. He knew us before we were born, and he knows us now. So try and really drink that thought in. Just stay with it for a while. God knows you and he loves you right now. Just try and breathe that thought in today. And then at the same time, let's admit the fact that we are complicated. We are a mixture of good and bad. Our thoughts are a mixture of good and bad. They are a mixture of love, of things that really please God, and of hatred, things that don't please God. We're a mixture of what is helpful and what is unhelpful. Now, God wants us to change. God wants us to get better. But let's accept we're all a mixture of light and darkness, and it's okay. We can still relate to God. We can still talk to God. He still longs to hear from us. And then admit this. God has more thoughts than we do, more than all the grains of sand, however many sextillion it is. And every one of those thoughts is precious. Let's live with the fact that we will never see things completely as God does. But we do have a God who thinks clearly. That's what drives us to keep coming back to him. We don't see clearly, but he does. And now the big one. Ask God to take a very good look at you, as the writer of Psalm 139 does. It's okay. He loves you. He cares for you. He knows how strong you are. He knows how much you can take. And think of him as a personal trainer who knows how to push you hard enough, but not too much. Say to the Lord, take a good look at me. Look, you, God, look at the things that I'm thinking about just now. You know the right way forward. I guess this is about trust as much as anything else. And especially, ask God to look at your angry thoughts. You know, angry thoughts are usually a bit of righteous anger mixed with a whole load of thoughts that aren't good. Well, what can we do? The world needs righteous anger. And the person who wrote Psalm 139 knew that. It just doesn't need the rest of the stuff. But we need people with righteous anger in our world today about so many things, about the environment, about racism. And just telling ourselves to calm down when there is so much need around, when there's so many things that God wants us to be righteously angry about. Just saying calm down to ourselves isn't enough. Lord, look at my angry thoughts. How do you want me to think them? What do you want me to do about them? Lord, I want to express those angry thoughts in ways that are right and not ways that are wrong. And ask God to lead you in the way that is everlasting. There is a path which God would lead each one of us down. There are ways that he wants us to go. So offer him your anxious thoughts today, whether they're about health or money or violence or the environment or whatever. Maybe there are things God wants us to care about more. Maybe there are things God wants us to care about less. God sees those thoughts. He understands them. But it is good for us that we offer them to him today. Lord, I am anxious about dot, dot, dot. Lord, I am worried about dot, dot, dot. Perhaps we could learn the discipline that every time we have an anxious thought, we offer it to our Father in heaven. And so we come to pray. Again, if you want to pause the video during the prayer time, please do. You may need a bit longer. Let's pray. Lord, you know me. You know me better than I know myself. You know all the thoughts that are in my mind. So I offer them to you now. I offer you the happy thoughts. I offer you the angry thoughts. I offer you the anger which feels godly and the anger that feels ungodly. I offer you the places in my life where I feel secure and the many places where I don't. Father, I pray for your world today, this world that we human beings have made such a mess of. Lord, we pray you'd have mercy. We pray you would call us to change. We pray you would enable us to make stand where we need to do so. We pray for our nation, for our government, for our local leaders, for the community around us, especially Manchester, and those parts which are under special restrictions just now. We offer you the frustrations that we feel that things are not yet back to normal. And we offer you the fear that we can have when new things happen. Lord, have mercy. Enable us to live your way. Test us. Let us understand your ways better, what you want from us, how you want us to live. And Lord, in this week, we ask you to remind us continually of what it means to follow Jesus. Just in a few moments quiet, there are things that God wants you to care about just now. Not in the sense of it weighing down and causing anxiety, but in the sense that he wants you to take some action. Ask God what that is. If you know what it is, ask for his support. Lord, in your mercy, hear us. Amen. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Again, we sing and we focus on the greatness of God. If you're not into singing, let these words speak to you because they are great words.
Cease turns all their fury to peace. The winds and waters assuaging. Praise to the Lord who when darkness of sin is abounding, who when the godless do triumph, all virtue confounding, sheds now his light, chases the horrors of night, saints with his mercy surrounding. Praise to the Lord, let all that is be adore him. All that has life and breath, come now with praises before him. Let the amen sound from his people again. Gladly for all we adore him.
And let's close by praying as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for watching our service this morning. I hope it's been a blessing to you. May the Lord take care of you in every way.